It's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Brett Hagen from Ames, Iowa.
Hey, how are things in Ames?
Absolutely gorgeous today.
No, Ames is where the university, not the University of Iowa, but Iowa State is, right?
Correct.
Iowa State. Do you have a connection with that fine institution?
I just graduated last week.
Oh, my gosh.
Excellent.
Well, congratulations. Well done. And I know this is a sensitive question, but I'll do it anyway. So what are you going to do with your life, young man?
Well, I graduated with a double major in journalism and religious studies, and I plan to go work in computers.
That makes perfect
Boy,
sense.
Boy, does that make sense.
But this is perfect.
Well, I'm serious. It really does make sense.
I took a look at which pays better, and...
None of the above.
Mm-hmm. No, but this is great because
journalism or religion.
With a degree in journalism, he won't necessarily know fact from fiction, so he's the perfect contestant for this game, don't you think?
That's true.
We got a sucker here,
Well, welcome to the show, Brett. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Brett's topic?
For the last time, lady, yes, I'm over 21. Now hand over the Schlitz.
Peter, stop squeezing Carl.
I know. So for the first part of our lives, we're never old enough. And then for all the rest of our lives, we're doing everything we can to seem younger. This week, we read about a story that showed us it's only getting harder and harder to conceal your real age. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories that show us how it's going to take more than a fake ID or a nip and tuck. Choose the real story of age verification. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Sure thing.
First up, let's hear from Amy Dickinson.
In Japan, the legal age to smoke is 20, but officials there got worried because kids were buying cigarettes from vending machines. So they are planning to install special face recognition cameras in their 500,000 cigarette machines to catch the country's littlest lying nicotine addicts. Now, vending machines will scan faces looking for sags, bags, wrinkles, and crow's feet as a way to ensure that the buyer is old enough to fully commit to a future of hacking pre-emphysema. Forehead furrows, deep laugh lines, smoker's pull, lucky strikes for you! No word yet on what to do about 12-year-olds holding grandma up to the camera to score some smokes.
A cigarette vending machine in Japan that checks for wrinkles. Your next story of not getting away with lying about your age comes from PJ O'Rourke.
You know, I've been thinking about John McCain, 71-year-old guy, crippled by a fighter plane ejection, tortured by communists, bouts with cancer, and at his age, married to a babe like Cindy. Guy should have been dead years ago, you know? Well, it turns out there's a blog posting on Ann Coulter's website claiming that John is lying about his age. She says that she has carbon dated McCain's saliva from a discarded Marlboro, and he is actually 56 years old, and he's just been partying really hard, you know? Yes, he was in the Navy, but as an enlisted man, he accidentally triggered the carrier's aircraft catapult and blew six Defense Department dignitaries into the South China Sea. Dishonorable discharge. Yes, he was in prison, but it was for bouncing checks. And yes, both his arms were broken, but that was done by a bouncer at Studio 54.
Ann Coulter suggests that John McCain is faking his age and has proof. Your last story of people being forced to admit their real age comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Ann Arbor, Michigan may be a college town, but Farley's of that same locality is a real bar. Your ID may say you're drinking age, but if your appearance is at all to the contrary, you cannot be served in Farley's unless you take what is known as the exam. Questions on the exam are like history. Who won season 2 of American Idol? Sports, Team LC or Team Heidi on the hills. Language arts, what does the text message R-O-F-L-M-A-O mean? We hire a kid to write the questions, says Patrick Farley, whose great-great-grandfather founded Farley's 100 years ago this week. If you answer any of them right, we throw you out.
Oh, So, one of these stories is about an age test. I'm sorry, excuse me. One of these stories about an age test in the news is in fact true. Is it, from A.B. Dickinson, a new kind of cigarette vending machine that uses a camera to check for wrinkles to make sure you're old enough to smoke? From P.J. O'Rourke, a theory that John McCain is younger than he really is based on carbon dating of his cigarette butts? Or from Roy Blunt Jr., a test in a bar? If you know too much, then you can't come in. Which of these is a real story?
Well, I can rule out the one about Ann Coulter. I can see her doing that, but I think I'm going to go with Amy's story.
You're going with Amy's story about the cigarette vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, to bring you the real story, we spoke to someone who had a strong opinion about this particular kind of testing.
That Japanese vending machine couldn't identify me because of my boyish good looks, but I think our big worry is kids could fool it by just putting on a Ronald Reagan mask.
Cool, but clever. That was Dave Dobbins, the chief operating officer at American Legacy. That's a tobacco prevention organization. He was explaining how old or young people could easily fool a cigarette vending machine. You are correct, Brett. You picked the right answer.
Thank you.
Made the point for Amy. Just for being honest, you've earned our prize. Strong Counselor's voice on your home answering machine.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing our game.
Thank you.